Friday night. I'm so excited. It is Wine and Wine Down with Dannenberger Family Vineyards. Elliot Serrano's riding sidecar tonight. And what has become quickly our favorite segment of the week is it's Binge and Uncork with Susan Dannenberger, Dannenberger Family Vineyards, the award-winning winemaker from right here in Illinois. I heard you on with Anna today, and it sounds like you're having a great time.
It was fun, but I was waiting for tonight.
I saw your post earlier in the week because I'm giving you assignments, and I feel like this week you should pick your own because you
what?
You should
no,
tell.
No, you're giving me great ones.
But you've already seen some series. Like I've never seen the Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. I've seen a couple episodes. But I'm wondering, I mean, like, there are ones that you've already seen that maybe, okay, we can give you more suggestions. I don't mind.
I'm open. We had this woman call. Her name's Marianne from Hinsdale, and she called our winery this week, and she called to say she loves this segment. Like, she sits up at night to listen to this segment, and I thought that was so funny.
This is the best thing ever, and this was Elliot's brainchild. This is yours, Elliot.
Thank you.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You. I'm sorry.
Good job.
And like I said, you're welcome.
Yes, you did say that.
But Ozark is a really dark show. I was a little bit nervous because I love dark stuff. I also like find humor in how dark that series is.
I was afraid the first episode, I will admit. But then I got sucked in and I couldn't stop.
It's so good.
I will say my favorite thing is watching your Facebook posts about it. You know, and go, oh, she likes it, yeah!
And that picture is beautiful with the wine glass and then with Ozarks like sort of through the glass on your TV screen. Yeah, it's incredible.
You need to now start doing like special labels, you know, for pairs well. This wine pairs well
it
with...
It does.
Ozark.
Right.
Yeah, pairs well.
Or similarly dark-themed shows. Yes.
Stranger Things. You know,
I did a conference, and one of the guys came from out from California, and he literally talked about how different music pairs with the wines, and he let us taste different wines. And some music, the wines would taste wonderful, and the same wine would taste terrible with a different music. And it was so interesting, and I found that to be true with
the series,
because I was tasting several different ones to see how they would go with each one. And I was like, no. Doesn't work.
That's amazing. And it makes sense though because it's a mood setter.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
It's all about your brain.
It's back and forth. Exactly. It's the smell, it's the taste, it's the what are you laughing at?
I have the next recommendation.
You do?
Susan wants to jump
in. Well, we have to get through Ozark first. And show regular John Tatey did not like the series. And I don't know that he's seen more than one. He assigned me American Vandal. And I don't know if that's one that you want to see. We'll have to see what listeners say. But you already have the assignment, so we'll wait for American Vandal.
I don't know. I haven't heard of that one. I hadn't heard of Ozark, and I was deeply entrenched after the second one. So.
And Jason Bateman, Laura Linney, too. They're remarkable together. All the actors on the series are incredible to watch. You can't take your eyes off of them.
I couldn't stop.
Especially the guy who owns the property that they move in with.
Oh, yeah, the old guy was awesome.
They're like, oh, he's naked. Okay, that's happening. Yeah, there's so many things, so many layers to the series. I mean, in a weird, bizarre, twisted way, I mean, ultimately it comes down, what are you willing to do for your family?
Yeah.
You know, what are you willing to do for love, even though they do so much that is hurtful to each other, like we do at different times in our lives to our relatives.
It was interesting to see, the Chicago area and then the Midwest area from a TV perspective as well.
I agree. So when we come back, we're going to find out which wine and go through the different experiments.
A couple.
Yeah, what you tried first and which wine paired with Ozark for our segment Binge and Uncork with the Dannenberger Family Vineyards. It's time to Wine and Wine Down. More after this on 720 WGN. You are listening pretty late. It's Friday night. It's time to wine and wine down. So much going on in the world, and we just want to hunker down and take a little bit of a break from everything in the world and maybe sink into a wonderful series on Netflix or Amazon or Hulu or whatever, wherever you go for your streaming enjoyment, and maybe have a glass of wine, which is why Elliot came up with the brilliant idea to partner with the Dannenberger Family Vineyards for a segment called Binge and Uncork. And so far we've done Orange is the New Black.
Yep.
And we did Stranger Things, Master of None. And this week your assignment from me and from listeners, actually, they had texted in their suggestions. It was Ozark. And where did you start first? What did you try with this very dark series? It's a little bit of a crime series. It's also centered in Missouri. It's got a very blue tone to it. you know?
At first, I started with my muse. It's a Merlot and Cabernet Franc, and it's super fruit forward and really jammy, and I thought that would be it.
Right.
And it was interesting.
Right, because I would think like a dark wine
yeah.
would make sense, okay?
And I liked it, but then I switched out of the tank the new one that we're just bottling now, which is the 2015 Cabernet Franc. And I ended up going with that one because I could sip it slower.
Okay.
And you're sitting there and you're watching it and you're just like, oh my God, what's going to happen next? And then you're just like taking a small drink and then you're like holding it on your tongue and watching it. Oh my God. And then you're.
Right. So with that next like jolt, you're like, okay, I need a drink, a little sip after that. That's
yeah.
So it almost helped you pace a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, it did. It slowed me down just a little bit because the other one was going just a little too fast.
Uh oh.
So it was the Cabernet Franc? Was
yeah,
the one?
It was the Cabernet Franc. The first one, the Merlot Cabernet Franc, was a little too quick. I tried a white one night. And,
that's what I thought I saw you talking about. Yeah.
And it didn't work.
Too bright?
Or it was just, yeah, it was too lively. It was too nice. It was too pleasant. It was like, no, I can't. What?
Nobody on the show is nice and pleasant.
I
we
just
can't
figured because they were on the lake sometimes. I'm like, oh, it's summer. You know, they're hanging on the lake on their boats. No, it didn't work. It was just, it was too. Like every second you're wondering what's going to happen. It was super complex. So it needed to be complex in the wine.
Okay. So that's the Cabernet Franc. And we want to thank Roger Badish for saving us tonight.
Thank you.
For bringing down the. Yes. Thank you very much. Oh, yeah, because he was there with the night. Oh, here you go. You can have these.
I don't know. The muse was interesting, though, but it just was too. It was
oh,
it was too
you.
Fun cool. for the go. Show.
It was. But, oh, you can hear the glass. And then some for. You want to give that one to Susan? Here we go. We've got the wine coming around the horn.
Yeah, really?
There we go. One for Elliot.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. What do you mean, oh, boy?
Oh, boy.
You ready, Elliot?
I'm ready.
That one's yours. Is this the. Oh, this is the. Is this the one?
This is the Cabernet Franc. It's a tough choice, though.
Yeah.
You know, the muse was really nice, but the show is too intense for it.
Okay, I'm going to find out right here. I know, right? Cheers. What you need to...
You
want to see my glass?
No, the bottle. What?
The bottle, of course. Yeah, I love the photo on this, too. This has a little bit of mystery on it as well.
Oh, whoa. Yeah,
hello. Now, is it the bottle you would buy? It is, isn't it, Elliot? If you saw that in the stores?
Oh, uh-huh.
It may be the back of a nude woman. Yes.
It may be?
Is it someone you know? And if so, is she single?
Wow, that is a pairing. That'd be an interesting way to do that. Instead of Tinder, you've got your models on a wine bottle.
Really? Mm-hmm. Wow. Oh, wait a minute. I think we just hit on something.
That is amazing. This is a wonderful wine. Oh, that's a really wonderful. Well done. And this is a newer batch, you said? This is one that you
we're getting ready to release it next weekend.
And by the way, for those who are wondering, first of all, go to dannenbergerfamilyvineyards.com. And there's a lot coming up because people really need to have not only their pairings for their Netflix or Amazon series, but their pairings for in-laws and aunts and uncles and all the people they have to deal with over the holidays. Do you?
You're not talking about anybody specific.
No, not at all. I remember when I was younger, I remember being at a table with my sister-in-law and kind of almost like to the bottom of a glass of vodka and soda. I'm like, man, she looks so much better from the bottom of this glass. You know? I was like, this is just fine. Do you have a big party like ready to go for Thanksgiving? How do you prepare for the holiday?
I used to have a lot of friends over. Nobody had any place to go, so they'd come out and hang at our place. But now that we have the winery open, it's almost like it never ends, but it's kind of fun. You start on the Blackout Wednesday, and then you go to Thanksgiving, and then, of course, there's Black Friday and Small Business Saturday. It's kind of like just a party.
It's
all
like a whirlwind.
For 5 days.
Yeah.
And
do you,
time.
A lot of people think, oh, I have to drink white wine with turkey. But since I'm, you know, a lot of people are also red wine drinkers. What do you recommend from your collection?
I think the rouge goes really well with cranberry and turkey. Oh. You want a lighter red and something that has a little bit of acidity, not too much oak. You don't want too much oak for your holiday turkey. Some nice whites that have some big fragrance to them, you know, and also a little bit of acidity or a rosé. You don't want a really big red for a turkey. But if you're doing like prime rib, then of course you'd want to go big red.
And that, some people have to be excited when they show up. And I mean, some people will be disappointed that it's not a traditional turkey. But some people are like, prime rib. That's one way to, I remember one time I was at somebody's house and they had fish and I was like, no, I'll look at the time. I gotta
fish,
go.
That's a little strange.
That is a little bit strange. I know people want to try everything. So that sounds like a great way to sort of plan ahead, you know, because it's funny how quickly Thanksgiving has come this year, isn't it?
I can't even believe it. And all seeing all the beautiful decorations right now in Chicago. It's so pretty.
And right here in the studio, we're all decked out. Thank you, Tree Time. I appreciate that. We always have Santa coming out of the fireplace. I know, legs only, Elliot. He's stuck. Yep.
It's a little disconcerting sometimes. It's like, you know, there you turn around, you see just a pair of feet. You're like, what? And that's about it. But, you know, it reminds me of Gremlins. You remember the movie Gremlins?
Yes.
And there's the story about Santa getting stuck in the chimney, and it's not a happy ending. So, you know, poor.
I know. There's so many unhappy endings. So many ways. We are hanging out with Susan Dannenberger from Dannenberger Family Vineyards, which is at 12341 Irish Road in New Berlin. And she's open year-round, except for February. I didn't realize you weren't open in February. What happens in February?
I have wine conferences, getting my, you know, geek on. Got to go check out the new things.
I see you at one of these conferences now talking about pairing with streaming services and different
it's a
shows.
Thing.
I think you should give a speech on that, because if someone did music, right, in a way that the brain sort of reacts to different pairings and the way something smells and tastes, emotion has a lot to do with that as well.
And who you're with.
And who you're with. Yes, all of that. So in February, you've got the month off, but you still have live music inside as well throughout the season. Mm. Well, who do you have coming up this weekend?
This weekend, we are doing Diversion on Saturday and...
on Sunday? I should pull
on Sunday, we're doing Diversion on... Midnight River Choir, they're coming up from Austin, Texas. They're huge. They're amazing. I really think they're going to be like on your top 40 someday. Midnight River Choir.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll have to look for that too. Mm. Follow. You can also follow Susan and Dannenberger Family Vineyards at DFV Wines on Instagram and on Twitter. And we're going to talk a little bit more in a little bit about all the wines, the three new wines that are coming out next week. But right now we are talking about the Carmen, which is the pairing for Ozark. Now, Elliot, before we go to the 11:30 news, we should decide what the next... You have a pick already for next week's series for her?
Well, it depends. You said Ozark was kind of dark.
Yeah, but it was... I mean,
kind of.
I don't know if you want to stay dark and maybe get a tad on the violent side.
I'm ready for what you guys are throwing at me.
Well, look out.
Because it just dropped.
Oh,
today.
Really? You're going to go with a Marvel series?
The Punisher.
The Punisher.
With James Barenthal. That's the hot new series. And it's supposed to be very... I haven't watched it yet, but it's supposed to be very, very good, very, very dark. And there's a lot of good buzz about it. So maybe another, you know, who knows? You might get hooked on a Marvel series.
The Punisher is your assignment?
The Punisher.
All right. It's yours. It's your segment that you helped create. So I'm going to.
I'm ready.
All right.
I may have added that to my watch list. Off
already?
Go back and look.
Really?
Did it have like a skull?
Yep.
Yep. I did.
You already added it to your watch
it to
list?
My watch list.
Well, there you go. That's perfect.
Okay.
There's there are several Marvel series. The first, only one I've really watched has been Jessica Jones.
I love Jessica Jones.
Oh, well, there you go. So you're already in the world. So this is, she's amazing.
She's fierce and amazing. And then when she was with the Iron Fist guy, that was pretty cool.
Right.
All right. So you're already in. I was like worried. No, she's all in on that. Because, you know, Elliot saw Justice League before it came out this week. There you go.
Oh, you're special.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right.
I'm just really good at sneaking in the theaters.
When we come back, we're going to take a break here and then go to the news. If you have some questions for Susan Dannenberger, the extraordinary winemaker from Dannenberger Family Vineyards, give us a call, 312-981-7200. And if you have any concerns about your holiday preparations and how the wine's going to go with it or what goes best with your mother-in-law, give us a call, 312-981-7200. We also have music coming up in just a little bit. I think they're still in the green room. I know one of them was like, can I go out and get something to eat? Like he was on lockdown or something. I felt bad for him. So we do have Blue Front coming up with live music in just a little bit on 720 WGN. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. And just over the moon that it's Friday night and I get to spend the evening with some of my favorite people in the world. Elliot Serrano joins me riding sidecar tonight. He is the our chief geek officer here. You can go to geektome.net for all the great things that he writes. And we can also find out later tonight in the show what he thought about the new Justice League movie. We also have in studio with us the world award-winning winemaker, world award winning. I don't know what world comes from. Award winning, world renowned winemaker, Susan Dannenberger, Dannenberger Family Vineyards, right here in Illinois. This is fun to say that we have an award winning winemaker in Illinois. And
I know, right?
Not to go anywhere. Just, I mean, 2.5 hours. That's it. You get on Amtrak. I was teasing you guys a little bit for being stuck in traffic today. And I apologize because today was extraordinarily bad with the rain and I think the density
going
of people.
Going into holidays.
Yes. Would you please consider taking Amtrak next time?
Oh, I have and I like it. I just, today I didn't because I knew I had to go out to the suburbs. So.
There you go. That'll make the difference too. So although Amtrak has its hangups too. And it probably was going to be very crowded this weekend with kids coming home from college and things like that, too. Probably be very crowded.
Didn't think about that.
We just cracked open the next bottle that you've brought with you.
The Muse.
The Muse de Ceres. And tell us a little bit about this wine.
I think this one's fantastic. And people forget about it on our wine list because it's at the top. And so it's Merlot and Cabernet Franc. And it's very fruit forward. It has some oak, but it's really savory, and it is really deep, even though it's at the top of the wine list. And I was curious what you guys thought about it.
I am in love with it. And I do, and there's a lot that goes into a label, by the way. Anybody who doesn't give you the notes of what I'm one of those people. I when I see certain, there are certain buzzwords for me. And for yours, I see something like vanilla and lavender and even tobacco as some of the sort of notes of it.
I hate when I see a wine label and there isn't just a little bit of what I'm going to get in there, even though I'm a winemaker and I can kind of guess what's going to be in the bottle when I see a wine, but it's still nice to have kind of a little bit of hint of where they're going with it. So I always try to put that on the label so people get an idea so they aren't like, oh, this isn't going to work for me, because I want people to not be shocked before when they get their wine.
I'm like already warm all over, Elliot.
Yeah. Hey, is there a naked woman on that bottle?
No, it's a lovely woman on that bottle.
Oh, wait, hold on.
She's a lovely woman.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there you go. Hello. And I know we also have some texts coming in for...
Is she single? No.
So which one do you like better for this show? I don't know.
Oh, for Ozark? You're absolutely right. I mean, I'm not saying I taste Ozark, but I taste what you're talking about, where this wine gives you pause while you're in the sort of the adrenaline rush.
The other one goes down a little faster.
This, I agree completely. Because, this has a warm, I really do get warming.
Yeah.
And with this one, I'm like, all right, I'm going to take, I need a moment. It's like, I need a moment wine. I'm going to need a moment. Which is why this might, I think this goes well with Ozark and my in-laws. I think that that's probably.
Wow, which one's darker is my question.
You've heard my stories about
my
in-laws.
I have.
So there you go. This is perfect. I'm so very excited. What do we have coming in from texters?
First, is Susan going to have any more runs of Siren?
Oh, that was wonderful.
I couldn't find any online. So they went to your website. They couldn't find it. Will you have any more runs of that?
So I always do at least one rosé every season. But this year I'm actually going to do 3 rosés. And so there will be another dry.
Another run?
Yes. Excellent. We are rolling out the Obsession next week. It's very strange to roll out a rosé this time of year, but I had a demand and we're doing it with this big band down in Springfield called Smashtag Obsession because I'm obsessed with this band down in Springfield.
Oh, really?
It's ridiculous. And I've sang with them a few times and I really enjoy their stuff. So I'm doing a rosé.
See if they can come up with it sometime and play in studio.
They're so fun.
That would be a blast, especially if you're going to sing with them. We would love that.
They are wonderful. They would probably love that. And so we're rolling out something next Wednesday. And then the other two of my rosés will be coming out in the spring. Because that's really, rosés are more of a spring and summer kind of thing.
I love that.
Well, the texter already responded with a squee.
Yay!
So they're quite happy.
I know, Siren was fantastic. My dry rosés are good. I agree.
They gave you a squee?
A squee.
I don't think I've ever typed out the word squee before.
I don't think I've ever really made the sound squee unless I'm reading it.
Squee! I lost my list of things I was supposed to talk to you about. I'll have to have my producer print up another list. I don't know what happened to it, Michael. I think someone stole my list of all the conversation we were going to have about Dannenberger Family Vineyards and all the great things they have coming out. So you have three. Oh, here. I got it. I found it. So you have 3 wines coming out next week, right? So you've got the... Moon Goddess?
Moon Goddess.
What's Moon Goddess? Hello.
She's a Sauval Blanc. She's very sexy.
Apparently.
A woman artist down in Springfield did the painting, and it is beautiful. It is this wonderful woman in, like, you know, kind of like a negligee, a nice nightgown kind of draping along, and she's staring at the moon, and it's this beautiful piece. And she's very well known for her kind of dark noir stuff. And so Felicia Olin, I love your work. So I'm so thankful that she was able to let me put her piece on my label.
Oh, that's lovely. I love it. And now the wine that we've been that you have paired with Ozark, this is in an oak.
That's been in an oak barrel for about
20 months?
Yeah, at least 20 or 22 months, yeah.
I'm like, I have to make sure that I, because there's something about also the time of it, right? There's, you know, the seasons when you harvest the grapes and what goes into that entire process.
Yeah, so this time of season, the stuff that we just harvested is still in stainless, and it won't go into oak probably until about January. And then it will sit in oak for at least a year and a half, if not longer, depending. I always judge on, you know, I test it and decide if it's ready to go out or if it needs to stay a little longer.
And do you know if these are going to be some of the bottles that will be available at Binny's? Another good friend of the WGM.
I know. They have been so wonderful to me. They picked up the Carmen 2014, so I'm hoping they'll pick up the 2015 once they see that it's coming out. They've been very receptive to what the public wants, actually.
And they're also in the central Illinois locations, too.
Yes.
Yeah, that's perfect.
And up here now.
And that's why you stop by, you get your bottle, you're on the way to a party. This is, you get a sleeve for it, you get one of those nice little bags, you bring your hostess gift, you're all set.
Yep.
And host, I don't want to assume that there aren't dudes hosting people for, and I'm not saying, Elliot, that when you come over next week for Thanksgiving dinner that you have to bring a bottle of wine. Could you bring a bottle of wine?
I can bring a bottle
of wine.
All right, I
appreciate
that. I bring a few bottles of wine.